It's Harvest Public Media's Field Notes. I'm Jessica Najunas. Today in the show, Fake Meat from Missouri and the conversation it started. Harvest Public Media recently reported this. Only 2 or 3% of people in the U.S. are vegetarian, but more than 40% of Americans aged 18 to 29 choose to eat meatless once a week. Now, the reasons for skipping meat are personal and varied: animal rights, health, taste, it could be anything, even price. The cost of beef is going way up, along with the rest of food. Researchers at the University of Missouri have developed a sort of second-generation fake chicken product. It's not just beans shaped like a burger. It's so close to the look, feel, and taste of real chicken that it might fool even the proudest backyard grill chef.
Yeah, that's the idea. It comes in these refrigerated strips. It's soy-based.
Harvest Public Media's Jeremy Bernfeld reported last month on the Missouri-grown fake chicken.
They're trying to target people who are looking to cut down on their meat, but they like meat too much. They know what real meat tastes like. They like what real meat tastes and feels and looks like. So they're not going to spend money on something that isn't like that.
Bernfeld cooked a dinner at home using the fake chicken.
The fake meat really did look like meat that you might put in, say, a chicken Caesar wrap or something like that. It really looks like that. It's really flaky if you kind of break it in half. It has those little fibrous flakes. They have vegan chicken flavoring that they use to try to make it actually taste like chicken. I won't say that I loved it. But once I threw some barbecue sauce on it, and it was, I won't say it's indistinguishable, but it could fool taste testers. I spoke with two researchers at the University of Missouri, a professor there, Dr. Fu-Hung She, and then his research scientist colleague who kind of runs his food science research lab. His name's Harold Huff, and so this is what he said about his product.
The mouthfeel and appearance in a food product sometimes is just as important as the taste. If it looks bad, people do not want to eat it. If you make it look like something they've already accepted, you've got a winner.
Right now, they're in the stage where they've got a production facility, a small production facility in Maryland, where they're kind of creating prototypes. They're hoping to start with some institutional accounts like hospitals or universities. And I talked to the CEO of the company, and he says that he's optimistic that he can even have it on grocery store shelves by the end of this year, by the end of 2012.
One of my favorite places to study food shoppers is near downtown Columbia. It's a strip mall with two very distinct choices for shopping: a health food store on one side and an affordable traditional grocer on the other. I went there to ask shoppers what they think about fake meat. The low-cost grocery store even has a meat smoker permanently holding court in the parking lot.
Yeah, that's a smoker. Chicken, ribs, stuff like that.
Its owner's just waiting for a warm week like this one to fire it up and sell some freshly cooked protein.
Libby, James.
Daniel Westrich.
Two employees from the regular grocery store lean against the side of a building to take a smoke break.
I was kind of vegetarian for a while, so that was mainly why. I'm trying to get protein. The veggie burgers and the chicken nuggets.
Nope, never will. It's just not meat. I don't know. I'd rather cut up a steak or make a hamburger for myself or something like that. I just had a huge barbecue like 2 days ago. 3 pounds of hamburger, like 4 pounds of chicken, 3 ribeye steaks, and a couple packs of like hot dogs and brats. It was delicious, you know.
It's Manahan, M-A-N-A-H-A-N. Veronica. Kind of grosses me out to touch meat. I don't like touching raw chicken and raw beef. I've done the Boca burgers and the tempeh. I really like it. My husband doesn't. I have to camouflage it. He'll eat, say, spaghetti that has what essentially is tofu instead of beef in it, not knowing. He won't know the difference, and he'll say, oh, this is really good. But if you tell him later, well, that wasn't real beef, it was tofu, then he's kind of icked out. I don't know why.
It was easy to get people to open up about their thoughts on meat, or non-meat in this case. Even one shopper with no time to chat.
How long will it take?
Like 2 minutes.
Okay.
On her way to something more important, found a few minutes to spare to talk meat.
Soy's not as healthy as we used to think it was. I'm not purchasing as much, but I'm trying to diet, and they say that's a good alternative. But I was raised on a farm, and I like beef, and I like chicken, and I like pork. I like it all. And lamb.
And the fake chicken developed in Missouri has a lot of people talking outside of the Midwest. New York Times food and cooking columnist Mark Bittman gave the Mizzou fake chicken his treatment in favor of the product with an editorial and this video.
This thing is a product that is so confident in its texture and its appearance and in its taste that it says, here we are. We are the substitute for chicken.
We're going to cut in here just as Bittman has swallowed a big bite of a fake chicken wrap.
So what is this about? What are the implications? What is the use of this?
We kill nearly 8 billion chickens a year. Most of them are pumped full of antibiotics and raised in crowded, even torturous conditions. Whether you believe these chickens have souls or not, they have lives.
Anytime you can find an application where you're not using the chicken, you've made some progress. Now, some people would say, well, just eat vegetables instead. I'm fine with that. But some people want the chew, the experience, the flavor, to the extent that there is a flavor. And these substitutes are really a step in the right direction.
Then, with Bittman's blessing, the idea took off. A Mother Jones magazine blogger penned a rebuttal to Bittman's idea that anything but meat is better than meat, even if you're eating processed soy.
Okay, I'm Tom Philpott, the food and ag blogger for Mother Jones magazine, and I am the author of Fake Meat That America Could Love on MotherJones.com. You know, we've got this food culture that is very hinged on eating a little bit more than half a pound of meat a day, which is an extremely high number by global standards right now and also by historic standards. The way to get us off meat is to find really good substitutes that mimic it. When I looked at the ingredients of the product, a bunch of super processed products.
The fake chicken that Harvest, New York Times, and Mother Jones reported on contains these ingredients: water, soy, protein isolate, pea protein, amaranth, chicken flavor, carrot fiber, canola oil, titanium dioxide, and white vinegar. The average veggie burger contains much more than that list, and a whole lot of other things people tell us not to eat on a regular basis: salt, cholesterol, and saturated fat. Now, a basic hamburger has more salt, fat, and cholesterol, but a bowl of beans, rice, and veggies has a complete protein, but is pretty much naked in comparison to beef or fake chicken. So if you're looking to decrease your meat intake for whatever reason, Philpott says the fake meat product is not the healthy choice.
And, you know, the thing that I was most happy about with the Bittman article is just bringing the question up. And I think that is really important because there's no one way. We need people in laboratories where you are coming up with fake meat products, and we need people like me questioning it and saying, hey, forget about that, try beans and rice. I think having all those perspectives out there and working is a good thing. And that was kind of the purpose of my article.
That's it for Field Notes. To see a photo of the fake chicken developed by University of Missouri researchers, go to harvestpublicmedia.org.
Harvest Public Media is a reporting team based in 4 Midwestern states: Missouri, Nebraska, Iowa, and Kansas. We're here to tell stories of the farmers who feed us and explore issues surrounding the production and consumption of food and fuel. You can find us online at harvestpublicmedia.org.